Country Club FM.
Bob Almanac here today. You know, there was a time that we thought, Neil, that we were going to have to go with virtual Neil at one point in time. In fact, yesterday during the golf tournament, you asked whether or not virtual Neil would be available.
I only watch Gunsmoke. That's perfect, really.
Yes, right. Really,
the answer to everything today was going to be.
Because that was going to be. If you weren't able to make it here after your great effort at the Bob Golf Tournament, I would have said, hey, what did you think of the Twins game last night?
I only watch Gunsmoke.
Right. How was the golf tournament yesterday?
I only watch Gunsmoke. You know, it works perfectly well. And it's, you know what? Virtual Neil is probably more exciting than real Neil.
What are you going to have for dinner today?
I only watch Gunsmoke.
Today on the Bob Almanac, we're going to have an Almanac quiz for the Hamel Rodeo tickets. But first, we have an Almanac salute here today.
Madam? What do you call me, madam?
Ladies' glasses. Yes. Now look, yes, right here. Gloria Vanderbilt collection.
He sold me ladies' glasses.
Well, Gloria Vanderbilt passing away yesterday, I think, is when the news came out. Dead at the age of 95.
Wow, that's a nice long life.
Clothing, jewelry, perfumes, shoes, home furnishings. Her reported net worth was over $200 million. She's the mother of Anderson Cooper.
Yeah.
I think we've heard that before. Yeah. And she was one of the pioneers. Before there was Jordache jeans or Chick jeans or Oshkosh Bagosh, she was the pioneers of designer jeans.
Right.
With her Gloria Vanderbilt collection, as Kramer so eloquently said there.
She did good.
Gloria Vanderbilt now gone, but not forgotten. The War of 1812 began on this date, 1812. Today is Tuesday, June 18th. 169th day of the year, 196 remaining. Mm-hmm. 196 still in the hopper. The War of 1812 began as the U.S. declared war against Great Britain. We're going to get you again. We already fought them, you know, 20-some years ago,
right.
And now we got to go again. Again, there were trade restrictions going on. There were some tariffs and things.
Mm-hmm.
And 1812 is, I think, in Canada, get involved in the French and...
Yeah.
And there were Indians also and Native Americans that were fighting on one side.
I got us at 2-0 over the Great Britain at this
point.
We
are 2-0.
Yeah.
But in soccer, I would assume we're trailing.
Probably.
I don't think we have that same record in soccer. 18-15. Speaking of wars, 18-15, it was the Battle of Waterloo. It would be Napoleon's Waterloo.
Yeah.
He didn't fare so well against the British.
No.
Napoleon, France, defeated by British forces. That might be one of the reasons why we had some success against Britain in the War of 1812, because they were contending with Napoleon, too.
Yeah.
That was, was
a
tumultuous time.
Stretched a little thin.
1873, Susan B. Anthony was fined $100 for attempting to... All she wanted to do was vote. 1872.
$100? That's a big fine. It was. 1873.
That's big time money in that era. 1948, Columbia Records, CBS, that's Columbia. Mm-hmm. Columbia Records publicly unveiled its new long playing phonograph record. It was the 33 and a third.
Sure.
We get a lot more music on one disc now.
Yep.
Instead of just one song or maybe a couple. 1948. The 1961.
Gunsmoke, starring William Conrad. The transcribed story of the violence that moved west with young America. The story of a man who moved with it. Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
Wow.
Gunsmoke, the radio edition, came to an end here this date. It had been on TV for several years.
Yeah, started in 55
on
TV.
Yeah. You know your Gunsmoke because, it's been well documented here, I do believe.
I only watch Gunsmoke.
So, broadcast for the last time on CBS Radio. No more.
William Conrad was a little disappointed that he wasn't asked to play Matt Dillon on television, but just didn't have the right look.
No, he's a little heavy set. He had trouble mounting a horse.
No.
He could mount a ham sandwich,
right?
But he could not mount a horse,
right?
William Conrad. And that's too bad. And I'm sure he tried to lose weight and get down to a svelte figure.
He was not that big.
Standards.
Right.
To today's standards, the guy would be slim. They would think he's a gymnast.
Right. Wow.
That was 1961. How about in 75 in baseball?
There's a line drive to right field. That's gone. Three homers in the upper deck. Freddie Lynn. 10 runs batted in. 5 hits.
Freddie Lynn was always a twin killer, but here on this date in Tiger Stadium, he killed the Tigers. He had 10 runs batted in.
Jeez.
In a 15-1 victory.
I think that was his rookie
over
year.
Over the Tigers. Poor Tigers.
Right.
Yeah, I think 75 was. How about an 83?
She was grinning with excitement even before she left the earth. Even before the crowds here chanted, "Ride, Sally, ride," as Challenger took its supercharged journey into space.
And liftoff. Liftoff of STS-7 and America's first woman astronaut.
That was Dr. Sally Ride becoming the first woman in space this date. 1983. That's pretty historic.
Yep. Well, tonight the music world is mourning the loss of a legend. Clarence Clemons, the saxophone player in Bruce Springsteen's E Street Band, has died.
He was known as the big man.
Yeah.
There he is playing the national anthem on his sax.
This was one of his
last... He was good. He's Clarence Clemons, but he passed away this day. Dead. The age of 69. That was 2011.
Now his nephew, I think, is playing.
Oh, is he playing with Bruce?
Yeah.
Very nice. All in the family.
Mm-hmm.
2014. Say it with me. Abdicate. Abdicate. Dance to the music.
Spain's King Juan Carlos has abdicated after nearly 40 years on the throne. Oh, his son, the Crown Prince, will take over.
Abdicate. Good times. Come on.
CNN's Al Goodman.
Always love those abdications. Juan Carlos won. Juan Carlos the first abdicates this date. It sounds a lot more painful than it actually is, doesn't
right.
it? It sounds like he just abdicated. Oh, my. Call his family. Call his next of kin.
Right.
2014. Birthdays. Ooh, another baseball reference here. Lou Brock. He was fast.
He was a base stealer.
He was a base stealer extraordinaire. Was he a better hitter than Ricky Henderson? Of course, Henderson broke all his base stealing records. Henderson could hit the ball.
Henderson was a good hitter.
He was.
Lou Brock was a good hitter, too. They both, Lou Brock, not as much power as...
No.
Ricky Henderson would come up with
80 for Lou Brock.
We're so sorry, but we have nothing all day. We're so sorry, Uncle Albert.
Uncle Albert, and of course later on they talk about who? Admiral.
Yes.
Admiral Halsey.
Yes.
Admiral. We're so sorry, Uncle Albert, but we haven't done a bloody thing all day.
Kind of sounds like me.
Uncle Albert.
Yeah.
But the kettle is on the boil, and we're so easily caught. That's a good song.
Blip, blip.
One of the great ones that Paul did as a solo artist, Paul McCartney.
70?
He is quite accomplished, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
77.
I'd say he's done well.
For Sir Paul McCartney.
I've not had too much luck with men lately.
Huh?
Elaine, you know what it feels like to be used, taken advantage of, and then thrown away like an old shoe.
Does she?
Oh, of course, Louie with a cameo. Carol Kane, who played Simca Doblitz.
How good was that?
The wife of Lodka.
She was great.
Carol Kane on our birthday list, 67. Boys to Men, they're smooth. And one of the founding members of Boys to Men, Nathan Morris, he's 48. Blake Shelton, we know what he sounds like. He's 43. Happy birthday to country superstar Blake Shelton. Richard Madden, he's the king of the North, Neil.
One victory does not make us conquerors. Did we free my father? Did we rescue my sisters from the Queen?
No.
Did we free the North from those who want us on our knees?
Not yet.
This war is far from over.
Yes, it is. Robb Stark from Game of Thrones. You know, they didn't do any of those things at that point in time, but you know, the one thing he did do and succeed at is having great hair.
Oh.
Despite being in the Middle Ages. They must have had some real good salons. Sport clips right around the corner from the castle. There was a place where they disemboweled people. And then they had the blacksmith. And then right next to it was the great clip so you can get a good haircut.
I didn't realize that.
That's the thing on that show. I go, wow, it's They're not greasy at all. What are they using? What kind of hair care products? I thought they used excrement back in the day.
Well, they used whatever, yeah, they get their hands on, I
guess. So that's Richard Madden. He was also in the new Elton John movie.
Okay.
The Elton John, which I did not give a review on that. It's more of a musical than a straight biography.
Okay.
That's what I'll say about the Elton John movie Rocket Man. So Richard Madden is 33, and we do have a rapper of the day today.
That's always fun.
Rapper Takeoff.
Takeoff?
Takeoff. Inspired by He Dropped the A. His name is Takeoff, and he is 25 today. Takeoff, okay. The American rapper, born in Georgia. Happy birthday today, yeah. Takeoff.
Gone but not forgotten, newspaper publisher Edward Scripps was born on this day in 1854. Not only did he found the E.W. Scripps Company, but we either had AP or you had UPI, and he founded the United Press International, Edward Scripps, 1854. Singer actress Jeanette McDonald. She used to sing along with Nelson Eddy. Born on this day, 1903. Radio and television host Bud Collier. He was the first host of Beat the Clock and To Tell the Truth. He also did voice some Superman stuff on radio. Bud Collier, 1908. Award-winning composer Sammy Kahn. 4 Oscars and an Emmy won in his career. Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. He co-wrote that. A lot of children's stuff, too. Sammy Kahn, born on this day, 1913. What about, you remember E.G. Marshall?
I'm E.G. Marshall. Welcome to our world of mystery and the macabre.
Ooh, the macabre.
Sit back and lend us your fears. Have you ever seen a ghost?
That's a good question that needs to be answered.
I know.
We need more shows dealing with the macabre here on Bob FM.
Right. He had the voice to
Macabre Bob. Macabre FM. We'll call it Macabre FM.
Emmy award-winning actor E.G. Marshall right there. Remember the program The Defenders? He was on that as well. 1914. One of the great actors that I enjoy in many Westerns and other things is actor Richard Boone.
No matter who else gets killed, that boy dies. A shotgun misses him, it don't matter. You already know about the rifle on him. That won't be as messy as a shotgun at 3 feet, but that boy will be just as dead. You understand me? Say it.
I understand.
Oh, boy. Yeah, he wasn't too happy.
It didn't work out as well for Richard Boone as he would have hoped there in Big Jake, and the boy did not die. Richard Boone, not so good. He was also in Have Gun Will Travel. Richard Boone, born on this day, 1917. And musician Carl Rattle from Derek and the Dominoes. Rattle, I think it is, from 1942. And you remember the film critic Roger Ebert.
And I'm Roger Ebert of the Chicago Sun-Times. Since 1976, when he directed Taxi Driver, Martin Scorsese has stood, I think, alone at the top of the art of film directing in the world today. His Raging Bull was generally conceded to be the best film of the decade of the 1980s, and now with Goodfellas, Scorsese has
scored another. Roger Ebert, his sweater vest game was always on point.
Yes, it was.
He always had the shirt, then the sweater vest, and then the sport coat over it, and nobody did it better.
It was a good look for Roger Ebert, who I believe developed some cancer.
And again, his jaw or something.
Yeah, Roger Ebert there, born on this day, 1942, and they're gone, but not forgotten.
He had to have a prosthetic jaw.
Yeah, it was a tough
installed.
Time. Yeah.
So here we go, the quiz. It's rodeo season. The Buffalo Rodeo is this weekend. The Hamel Rodeo is a few weeks away, and it begins Thursday, July 11th.
I think the Hamel Rodeo's the Buffalo Rodeo is this weekend?
According to my schedule here, okay. Shane Martin's going to be performing.
That's right, on Friday night.
So I have 2 tickets good to any night at the Hamel Rodeo.
Okay.
Good for any night at the Hamel Rodeo.
This is the second weekend in July.
Yes, it starts July 11th. Richard Madden, 33, Robb Stark, King of the North, Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He has real good hair. Mm-hmm. Where would he get that haircut I mentioned? A chain of
hair cutting places.
Right. And I shouldn't use this guy. I can't remember what I said. Do you remember what I said?
I do.
Okay, good. Because I don't. I'm one of two. They're one of two, and I can't remember if I used the other one or the one that I'm thinking of.
Okay.
But where does he go to get his haircut in Winterfell, or where he may be on Game of Thrones? I'm through season two now, Neil.
Are you?
Made it through season two. Okay.
Anybody get killed?
There's been a few of those.
Yeah.
Beheadings. 763-45, but nobody getting a haircut. 763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. Call in, right answer, you win. And as a consolation prize, if you keep calling in, if you want, you will give you tickets to the Breakfast on the Farm, too.
Okay.
If you want those.
Love it.
Would you like to start your long stretch of uninterrupted Bob Country music with Clint Black, Nothing But the Taillights, Swangin', John Anderson, or Dierks Bentley trying to stop your leaving?
I got to go.